Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I like to talk about common shark names. What always happens is when I talk about the black tips, people automatically assume I'm talking about the black tip reef shark. My question is, why? Is it because no one knows what the regular black tip is, or is the black tip reef shark that common? Well, it is common by numbers, but you don't find it everywhere, not so the black tip, whom you can find worldwide in tropical and subtropical waters. And even when you Google it and then go to images, you often find the black tip reef shark instead. It's crazy. Some people started to go ahead and relabel the common black tip and call it the pelagic black tip or even the oceanic black tip to separate from, clearly from, the reef black tip. Makes sense, but is it really necessary? I don't think so. If one adds to a name like reef to black tip, shouldn't that make it clear? I would say so, but it obviously doesn't seem to work, so I guess we have to bow to call it the pelagic or oceanic black tip. I do not like the term oceanic though, since that projects where the species supposedly lives. And I've seen plenty of black tips in the shallows, so I go with pelagic, but I'm not very happy to have to do this. But then, we have all these names for example, sand tiger sharks, like raggies, ragged tooth, or gray nurse. But here, at least, it means one species. Of course, if you're not really familiar with the gray nurse term, you may be inclined to think it has to do with the regular nurse shark. Sand tiger is the common name. And all the others are local ones, and I hope it stays that way. Otherwise, we start confusing people once more. As with sand tigers, the white shark has its share of local names, and I do not even want to go into that one. You get easily 6 names in English, but the Italians take the cake here with over 20 registered names. But the name white shark is so famous that I think there's no problem. But you know what is bugging me with the name white shark? When it's called great white shark, or just great white, the term great is just poorly chosen. Why? Well, if you highlight the term great, then where is the lesser white shark, or the lesser white? The same goes for great hammerhead. Of course, one could say that when calling a hammerhead the great one, then it may be that it's maybe just to differ between those and all the other hammerhead species. The scientific term for this species is Sphyrna macaron. So why not just call it macaron? Doesn't it have a great ring to it? I love it. I often just call it macaron. And why not? It's not against the rules of common names. Problem though is that hardly anybody outside the scientific community knows the scientific term. And if you then just call it macaron, people would ask what shark that is. And you would have to say, well, the great hammerhead shark. Similarly, I like to call the oceanic white-tip shark just Longimanus, after its species name Cacaranus longimanus. That has a ring to it as well, and I've seen it to be used, especially in Egypt and the Red Sea. There are other problems with common and local names, and sometimes I cannot even get to the bottom of it what species is really meant. I live in the Florida Panhandle, and one species is known under the term sand shark up there. When I first moved up there, I wondered, what in the world is a sand shark? So naturally, I assumed they're talking about a shark species that lives in the shallows, right? So, and sand has a meaning, but it turned out that they meant the nurse shark, at least these people that I asked. But you know, sometimes I overhear people talking about sand sharks, and what they then describe is definitely not the nurse shark. I asked them as well what they meant by sand shark, and of course, I still hope they said nurse shark, but what they said is it just means small sharks they found in the shallows. Great, another confusion. So how can we solve this problem of using common names? Well, we can't. It is what it is, and we have to learn all the different local names, since nobody really cares what scientists, or especially taxonomists, have to say. So it is an academic problem, I guess. So why is it so strange for folks to learn these scientific names for an animal? I guess because they are either tongue breakers or are then so weird that hardly anybody dares to pronounce them. Since these species names are mostly Latin, it doesn't really matter how you pronounce them. It's a dead language anyway. But I guess these names are just too complicated. I can follow that. And even more important, some of the names are really, really long. And it's actually really a waste of time to say the whole name every time. The other day, it was funny, talked to a guy who was a bit into sharks, and that's great. But whenever we talked about, as soon as a species name came up and I used common names on purpose, he had to throw in the scientific name and was so happy that he got 8 out of 10 correctly. Although I felt this was great that he sat down and learned all the names, it was a bit weird considering he talked in very general terms about sharks. This brings me to another problem with names, even scientific ones, the use of synonyms. The rule says that the scientific name that has to be chosen is the one that was first announced, and I mean the year it was announced. I can follow that rule, but what happens with it should it turn out that the species may belong to a different genus, then it needs to be renamed. But how often are you reading scientific papers where a change of a name is announced for this or that reason? Just look at the question, what species or species group did the white shark originate from? That changes every few years. Of course, only a handful of people care about this, and once you work in this field, a different name is easily accepted. But that tells you a name may only last for a few years, and then for whatever reason, it's changed again. But if you would do that for one of the more common shark species, change it every few years, there you would be quite a confusion. So I guess in order to stay on top with all these names, I just have to sit down and once in a while make sure nothing has changed and the old confusion has not been replaced by a new one. So I started with Cacoranus limbatus, that is often mistaken for Cacoranus melanopterus, different names for two very different looking species. Limbatus, of course, is the regular black tip. Melanopterus is the black tip reef shark. So here as well, I just like to call it limbatus. But that is just me. Oh well, I guess we have to live with all these confusions, right? So that's it for today. Tuning in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.